The incoming chair of the Tampa Downtown Partnership is Chuck Davis of MetLife. He outlined some of the initiatives the partnership hopes to accomplish under his leadership, in addition to advocating for Tampa's downtown.
Transportation. We'll be working on positive changes to the parking challenges downtown. We'd also like to be helping expand the hours and operation of the in-town trolley and the establishment of the neighborhood electric vehicle service that is free is something new to downtown to help people move in and around downtown. We're also committed as part of the partnership and the transportation committee of being part of the regional expansion of the transportation in and around Tampa and Tampa Bay. Another thing that came out of this strategic planning session was retail. We continue to get lots of requests and feedback from people asking to expand all types of retail.
Tampa City Council member Reverend Thomas Scott performed the invocation, which included an unconventional prayer.
We pray, your word tells us that we should pray about everything. And today we pray for mass transit. We pray for light rail.
The keynote speaker, Carol Coletta, is the president and CEO of CEOs for Cities and is the host and producer of the public radio program Smart City.
Strong cities are the only path to a strong America.
On average, people in Tampa Bay drive much more than other Americans. Coletta referenced a study that found if Tampa's vehicle miles per day could be reduced to just the national median, it would save the city $1.8 billion per year. The high cost of driving on roads directly affects businesses, including a Midwestern grocery chain, Coletta said.
In the last 5 months, they've lost 3,000 employees in a single major urban market because their employees can no longer afford to get to work.
Last week, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio and other members of the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, visited the cities of Dallas, Charlotte, and Denver to see how they developed mass transit systems.
In every single community, the story's been the same. People don't want it. People won't pay for it. No one will ride it. It'll be a boondoggle. And in every single instance that I've looked into, just the opposite's been true. When placed for a referendum, people have voted to tax themselves. They've taxed themselves a half-cent sales tax or a full sales tax. Once the first line is built, not only do people ride it, but every neighborhood that was against it, it clamors to have it built. Everyone. In every city, their economy has prospered.
But on Tuesday, the Miami-Dade County Commission refused to consider a referendum to ask voters to increase their local sales tax by 0.5% in order to rescue their financially strapped transit system. If passed, it would have allowed everyone to ride that system for free. WMNF asked Iorio whether that means that mass transit is less accepted in Florida than in other parts of the country.
I think all that means is that we learn from other cities' mistakes. Tri-Rail in Miami has always been a little bit different than a lot of the other light rail systems that I've seen across the nation. I'm sure Tri-Rail works for them down in Miami, but I think it was developed at a different time. You know, a lot of the systems that I'm looking at now have been developed just in the past decade, and they seem to be met with a lot of public acclaim. Miami, who knows? I don't know much about what goes on down there. Every once in a while, something happens in Miami that you can't explain, and this might just be another one of those instances.
Iorio suggested that Tampa could learn from Miami's mistakes.
Now, let's figure out what they did wrong, why the public has turned against it, because that's sure not the case in Denver, in Salt Lake, in Phoenix, in Houston, in Dallas, in Charlotte, in Atlanta. It's not the case in any of these other cities, so maybe something just went astray in Miami.
You can learn more about the Tampa Downtown Partnership at tampasdowntown.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.